In London today, at a conference on Afghanistan, Afghan President Hamid Karzai is expected to address ways of reintegrating some Taliban back into the Afghan political process and into society as a whole. It's a provocative way forward in Afghanistan, and it has the support of some U.S. officials, among them the head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, who commands forces in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. I spoke with him yesterday in Washington, D.C., and asked him if we're seeing a shift in U.S. policy in Afghanistan, away from nation-building and more towards simply containment.
I'm not sure I'd completely subscribe to that, but I would. I think what is important in that particular concept is the recognition that this is not the kind of war that we've had occasionally in the past, where you take the hill, plant the flag, and go home to a victory parade. This is a struggle against extremism, and a struggle against not just extremism, but transnational extremists who want to, again, attack us and our partners. And that's not a struggle that's going to be won in a year or 2 years. This is something we're going to be engaged in for some time, really for the foreseeable future. Having said that, that doesn't mean that it is always our soldiers that have to do the fighting. In Yemen, coming to that, for example, it is the Yemeni forces on the ground who have been conducting the operations against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, as it was labeled last year by al-Qaeda's senior leadership, in a sense franchising the al-Qaeda elements that were there, some of which we'd been watching, frankly, for two and a half years. When I was in Iraq, we were concerned about developments in Yemen after the prison break of 2006, in which the current now leader of al-Qaeda in Yemen escaped along with about 20 to 25 of his confederates, all hardcore al-Qaeda. That was the nucleus of what we are now seeing so threatening. And, of course, that was the origin of the would-be Detroit attacker, among a number of other different threat streams that are out there.
Well, along that thread, are you confirming then the stories in the Washington Post this morning that there are a number of advisors and trainers on the ground in Yemen who aren't actually conducting operations but are training and possibly directing operations against al-Qaeda in Yemen?
Yeah, I don't really want to get into all the details, and I certainly don't want to confirm or deny all the aspects of that particular story. But we have security assistance efforts throughout the world. We certainly have them in just about every country in the Central Command region, not everyone, not in Iran or Syria.
Well, and among its greatest sensitivities there in Yemen is the presence of U.S. forces on the ground in a overt
Indeed.
Or secret capacity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it makes your job more difficult to have senior administration officials really crowing about the operation on background in the Washington Post.
Well, look, I think President Saleh has been very clear, actually, about what is going on. So I don't think this – they're not, enormous revelations. I think what's happened is things have been pulled together by some reporters. But the fact is, I went to see him also on the 2nd of January. This – we would have kept this secret if it had been desired. I actually had a little bit of subterfuge. We put plane up in the Sinai, got on a different one, flew down, and so forth, just for a period of hours to meet with him and various individuals in the embassy and the ambassador. And actually within an hour of that meeting, video of that meeting was on Al Arabiya and Al Jazeera provided by his office. So he's not overly sensitive
this. Right.
But he has also, and his foreign minister, has very clearly drawn lines about the level of the assistance. And they have said that U.S. forces are not going to be conducting ground combat operations together with them.
That's General David Petraeus. I traveled to Washington, D.C. yesterday to speak to him directly about plans to buy off the Taliban in Afghanistan, something General Stanley McChrystal on the ground there has explicitly endorsed. Petraeus himself has been quoted as saying that money is a kind of ammunition to fight insurgency. So, if a large component of U.S. strategy puts members of the Taliban on the payroll, why did we have to fight them in the first place if we can just buy them off now?
What General McChrystal's talking about is reintegration, and we need to distinguish between reintegration and reconciliation in the lexicon used in Afghanistan, which is different from that was used in Iraq. Reintegration is the idea of breaking off low and mid-level Taliban elements, again, sort of village by village, valley by valley, because there's less coherence to this than, again, you had in Iraq as well. And, of course, it is a much more rugged, mountainous, and rural than the kind of urban and flatter setting that you had in Iraq. That process, we think, is certainly doable. It is something definitely you want to proceed. Again, you can't kill or capture your way out of these kinds of endeavors. That's a necessary component of your strategy. And indeed, there will be an increase in the counterterrorist forces in Afghanistan.
But is that ruled out then at the higher level? Are you saying that there are no talks?
Sure. Now, let me talk about reconciliation.
Right.
Now, reconciliation in the Afghan parlance is the idea of talks at very high levels.
Right.
Indeed, some say as high as Mullah Omar himself, the head of the Afghan Taliban, the Quetta Shura, as it's termed. There have been talks at various times among representatives of President Karzai's government and representatives of the Taliban facilitated by third parties. Again, very exploratory in third countries and, you know, neutral locations where literally individuals happen to be in the same area at the same time. But the idea that the Taliban, when it is feeling resurgent, would enter serious negotiations, given what it has said are the conditions for it laying down its arms, and given what we know the Afghan government conditions are for reconciling, those are quite divergent right now.
How can you consider the reintegration program with the Taliban low-level operatives a desirable tactic when the CIA lost so many individuals because a double agent, someone who they presumably tried to put on the payroll thinking they were a member of the Taliban or a Taliban sympathizer, marched in with a bomb and committed suicide, taking many of the CIA with him?
Well, the same way, candidly, that we sat down over time in Iraq with individuals who had our blood on their hands, the same way the Iraqi government has reconciled with certain Shia militia extremist elements, the same way that the United Kingdom reconciled with various IRA figures. It's instructive, in fact, when we were doing this in Iraq, we did have questions. I had commanders come to me and say, sir, are we really going to talk to people that have our blood on their hands? And I'd say I think we are.
That was General David Petraeus, the commander of Central Command, speaking to me yesterday in Washington, D.C. We're going to have video excerpts from that very wide-ranging conversation on our website, thetakeaway.org. And my 8-year-old son had a question for General Petraeus. It's on video, and the general actually answered the question. A very simple question, probably the best question of the interview. My 8-year-old son, Zachary, wanted to know, what do generals do? General Petraeus had a great answer. Coming up, it's Tech Thursday. We're going to talk about the technical details of high-speed rail in the U.S. Coming up.